All right. Whenever we look to talk about community building, it's easy to think of our network of YMCAs. And we're going to be talking to several YMCA systems in our listening area over the coming few months. And we're kicking it off with our longtime friend and partner at Central Connecticut Coast YMCA, Tim Bartlett. He's their executive. He's been on this program a number of times before, touting all the cool and great stuff that the Y is doing. And today is no different. As a matter of fact, as we come off the latest series of cold weather emergency situations here in Southern Connecticut, one of the things I was surprised to learn here is that they actually have a warming center that's available. Downtown Bridgeport, Tim, is that right?
That's correct. Actually, just straddling downtown in the south end of Bridgeport, there on Park Ave. Folks may know it as the South End Community Center, but that's actually where our Alpha Community Services YMCA is housed, right next to Roosevelt School. Mm-hmm. It's open every day, but when the governor announces an emergency, like you were just talking about, you know, when it gets really cold, we're open 24/7, providing cots and showers and food, you know, for folks, because we don't want anybody to be outside when it's like that. Heck, we don't want anybody to be outside, period. We want everyone to have a home. But, you know, in situations like that, we want to make sure that we're available to them and that they're safe and, you know, that they've got, you know, some people in their lives, you know, looking out for them and trying to do the best that they can in their situation. So, yeah, we literally, like you said, we were just under that protocol. And whenever it happens, we're open to the the population that needs us.
Yeah, I have to say, I was reminded to give the Central Connecticut Coast YMCA some radio time and to possibly incorporate other Ys that are serving our communities. I was really touched when you sent out your appeal. When you said for so many in the community, the Y is way more than a gym. It's really a lifeline and a gathering place and a trusted partner through challenges and celebrations. And that's so true, not just during the holidays, but really 365 days a year. And this is evidence of how just one of the many dozens, if not hundreds of ways, just the Central Connecticut Coast YMCA network is making a difference.
Yeah. We're not a typical YMCA. I say that all the time. A lot of people think of YMCA as a gym and swim, and we do. We do. You know, we're all about fitness and learning to swim and all that, and that's very, very important. But we do, you know, a lot more than that. We just mentioned, you know, the homeless services and the warming center, but we have two working pantries in the community to make sure that folks are also fed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you think about the two most basic of needs, you know, a roof over your head and food in your belly.
Right.
And our YMCAs try to do both in those respects. We've got one in Stratford, one up in New Haven, that we've got some wonderful partners that come out and help us make sure that no questions asked, you need food, you come, you take what you need. And we have some great people who come and drop off food all the time. Every other Monday over in Stratford, we partner with Connecticut Food Shares and help them with their food truck to, you know, distribute food to the folks who need it.
Yeah.
It just, in a way, John, I wish, you know, our services weren't needed. You know,
yeah,
I wish we could go away.
Right.
You know, but until that time happens, we're going to keep doing everything we can. Our staff's going to make sure that, you know, those amongst us who are the most needy have the help that they need.
Yeah. Well, the Y does critical and important stuff every day, but 2026 is a very special year for you and your team across the CCC network because you're celebrating 175 years in business doing all of the things that the Y does. So, hearkening back to when the basketball courts were jousting fields, what can you tell us about the humble beginnings of this organization now? Almost 10? You got about 10 properties?
We do, yeah. Just here, our own little local YMCAs. We actually have 11 branches, 10 here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
We also have a 1,000-acre overnight camp up in Massachusetts along the Appalachian Trail called Camp High Rock. But yeah, it's kind of hard to believe 175 years of YMCA has been in business. Started out with the noblest of intentions out in England, a gentleman by name George Williams, 23-year-old young man, and a bunch of volunteer friends of his saw a need in London and said, hey, look, you know, what can we do to make our communities better? They brought that simple idea across here to the States. Started out actually up in Toronto, here in North America, then out of Boston, and then that spread. And for 175 years, we're thrilled to say that, you know, we've really made a difference in people's lives. Every day there's some family or some kid who's better off when he goes to bed at night because they interacted with the Y during the day. And we're really, really proud of that in whatever form it takes. You know, it could be a roof over their head, food in their bellies, like I said before, teach them to swim. You know, things you don't think about, like, you know, maybe a kid's had a real tough day and it was a YMCA counselor or a staff person in their after school program who, you know, gave him a little nudge, a little positivity. And maybe that was the first thing he heard all day. And now he feels a little bit better about himself. When he goes home, he's going to feel better and, you know, have an interaction with his family and his parents. It's just those little things, you know, that the Y does every day.
Yeah. How many of our the municipal leaders and movers and shakers and influencers in the communities that we both know may have been initially supported or inspired by an instructor or a coach or somebody who, you know, just made them feel worthy and that they're capable of doing good because they attended a program at their local Y?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I look at my own story. I was five, maybe six at the Fairfield YMCA. Thought I was a hot shot, knew what was going on. Took a swimming lesson. Lifeguard said, you know, stay there, wait your turn. Don't leave the side of the pool. What did I do? I left the side of the pool and, you know, down I went. And thus I remember that lifeguard reached his hand down, grabbed me, putting me up. And that stuck with me all these years because there was someone who cared enough to pay attention and make sure I was safe. I never forgotten that.
And you're still paying them back.
That, you know, yep, you got it, man.
That's great. Well, I guess it's important to assert at this time that, you know, while there are some fees and costs associated with doing business with the Y, today's a very special day because as we broadcast this on Sunday, the 18th of January, it's the last day of the Zero Joiner campaign.
Correct. You know, we want to try to make our programs as accessible to everybody as we can. So we understand, you know, we understand what's going on out there. So, yeah, there's no joiner fee if you come right till today. And then you could take advantage of all the programs. We have five full facility YMCAs, which means, you know, gyms, fitness equipment, pool, you know, throughout the region. And one of the great things about YMCA membership is not only if you join, is it reciprocal amongst our YMCAs, but almost all YMCAs across the country. So if you find yourself on vacation in, you know, Des Moines and you want to work out, you know, you have your Y membership. All you got to do is show your card and you're welcome.
Very good. Now, speaking of the network of properties that the Central Connecticut Coast system has, as you mentioned, there are several that have commonality in terms of features. But what are some of the unique elements of some of the individual, you know, buildings or properties that you guys operate?
Sure. So, you know, we've got the five is Stratford, Fairfield, Monroe, Milford, Soundview, you know, so we got the big five there. But also we have an outdoor center up in Trumbull on Route 59 where we have our camp, which is called Camp Teepee, which, I don't know, has somewhere between 350 and 400 kids a day, you know, learning great outdoor skills. But we also have our youth center in New Haven. Old time, what people think of YMCAs, with a pool with just beautiful mosaic work and an old school basketball gym. It looks like some days it's, well, not some days, it's kind of like looks like it's out of Hoosiers, but just beautiful old architecture that our families, you know, come and get to use. And, you know, but then we also have a beautiful two pool facility up in Brantford, heated, you know, with zero depth entry.
Zero entry. Yeah.
There you go. You know, to make sure it's accessible for all. And, you know, it's available to the you know, our membership to come and use. And we have a swim team. And we also have, you know, wonderful fitness facilities. So folks can come and, whatever they like to do. They want to use the rower, they like to walk, or they like to use elliptical, use the weights, anything they need to do to keep themselves healthy and fit. And that's, it's, you know, part of the overall picture, what we try to do for people. And it's not just about the actual physical stuff. It's a place for people to come and congregate. Like right now, if you were to go to the Lakewood Y in Trumbull, I guarantee you there's probably 6 or 7 people sitting in the lobby, talking, laughing, having fun. I've seen people pin cards there. You know, some of our senior members go and meet for tea or coffee and sit. And it's, you know, they refuel themselves, you know, with that social aspect, that third place that they can go to and feel good about themselves and quite frankly, feel warm and loved.
Yeah,
you know, you can't get that everywhere.
When social isolation is becoming an epidemic, the YMCA is still a mecca for folks to go, even if you don't know anybody. Take 10 minutes and chances are you'll meet your first friend, and it'll be the beginning of a new book full of names and acquaintances, right?
Exactly. I mean, they've got all sorts of different classes that are available, you know, from really just beginning to try to get physical, or, you know, stretch and tone. There's all sorts of stuff. And I see these people, that's how they meet. They meet years and years ago, and this is, they see each other, whatever, every Tuesday and Thursday, and it becomes part of their routine. And it's so important, you mentioned before, the social isolation is to have something for anybody to be able to connect to and really feel human. And that's part of what we do.
Yeah. The other thing about the strength in numbers of the Y's and the reciprocal type of policy that you have is that you really try to keep it affordable. Whoever invented the word is irrelevant. But the bottom line is the bottom line when it comes to being part of the Y. It's something mostly everyone can afford. And if they can't afford it, you can even help them figure that out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we don't turn anybody away because of inability to pay. You know, we want people to be able to take advantage of what we have, and we get it. We get what life is like. So, you know, we are a nonprofit. Our staff and our volunteers work very hard to raise funds. You mentioned that, you know, you got your appeal there at the end of the year. You know, we have so many generous people out in our communities that help us help ourselves, you know, and make donations. I think, boy, I don't know if the numbers are final yet, but we're probably somewhere around $2.6 million in aid that we provided to our friends and families in the community last year, so that they can do just what you talked about, you know, come and take a class or swim, or, you know, for family to do preschool who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it unless they had some financial aid, you know, providing first and last month's security deposit for some folks who that really could be a barrier for them to be able to rent a place, to have a roof over their head, whatever it is that they need. Our volunteers and our staff try to do.
Right. And while it's not by brand, it is by common practice that the Y, going back to the very beginning here in the greater New Haven and Bridgeport areas and the Central Coast, it has been a de facto child care, savior for tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of families over the years. It's a place where the kids can go and they can be safe in a trusted environment, whether it is at the facilities or especially in the summer when it's needed most, those summer camps you talked about.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've got, I think, 11 different summer camps that we provide in the region. Literally thousands of kids coming to us in the summer as a safe place where they can, you know, make friends and get dirty and play a sport or learn a skill.
Yeah.
Even like at our Hamden one at Camp Mountain Laurel, they do this the coolest thing where with the older kids, they actually bring in people from the community to talk about careers and possible jobs that, you know, to start getting kids, you know, in middle school, early high school age to start thinking, hey, what's next? You know, there's kind of neat things like when I was growing up, I didn't have that, you know, have someone come in to talk to me about being a plumber or a welder or, you know, a chiropractor, whatever it is. It really is a neat, I know it's not maybe even the best word, but I'll use it, neat, program for these kids who just get exposed and get all this wonderful surrounding, when they're at that camp experience.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Well, we mentioned affordability and the fact that there are membership and certain program fees, and some of that great effort is also underwritten by fundraisers for a gala in February.
Oh yeah, so in February we have the Have a Heart Gala that honors Robin Bova, who was a classmate of mine, who actually one of the first people I ever met when I moved to Monroe, who unfortunately passed away from cancer. The gala itself, this is a third annual that they're doing, raises funds and kind of what you were just talking about. So we do a program called Live Strong, which is all to help support those recovering from cancer and Parkinson's and MS. We run different programs, and that gala funds it so that, you know, for instance, if you wanted to come in and do our Rock Steady Boxing, which has been shown to help delay the effects of Parkinson's, you know, it's free of charge. If you want to be part of our Live Strong program, which provides not only physical, but also, you know, social and emotional support for those going through, you know, post-cancer diagnoses, again, all free of charge because of that event. And, you know, you talk about people being generous, you know, it's a nice, you know, black tie, you know, really, you know, solid program, evening of events. And people are very generous with their donations to us to make sure that we can provide that.
Excellent. Well, we can't say farewell to you for now, Tim, and your colleagues at the Central Connecticut Coast YMCA, without once again congratulating you all for the roles that you played in leading up to this 175th year, and wanting to just get your take. You've been involved with the Y for the almost 30 years I've known you, and as you said, since childhood, on a personal level, how do you see the next 5 years, 25 years, 100 years of the Y playing a continued important role in community building?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. The Y is, you know, a very old organization, but yet they remain pretty nimble. You know, I think about, you know, one of the things I think you will see is more and more leaning into food and food insecurity. I think you're going to see the Y's lean more and more into chronic disease. You know, it's what the community needs is what the Y is going to be there to help support. I mean, I think of, you know, after school, you know, now it's just kind of commonplace, but, you know, 30, 40 years ago, there wasn't an after-school program, and the Y saw that and helped with that. I think of just the food insecurity where we were pre-COVID. You know, our organization was doing 30,000 meals a year, maybe, mostly that through our preschool. Now we're going to probably either directly or indirectly do about 325,000 just 5 years later. You know, I think those things, unfortunately, are continue to be there, and I think the Y's will continue to try to seek those, you know, issues out to try to solve. Those would probably be some right off the top of my head.
Very good. Alpha Community Services, Bridgeport, Fairfield, Hamden, North Haven, Lakewood, Trumbull, New Haven, Soundview, Stratford, Valley, and Woodruff Family YMCA, as well as YMCA Camp High Rock, are all part of the Central Connecticut Coast YMCA network. You can support them by becoming a member, and if you do it today, the 18th of January, it is a zero-cost joiner's fee to get involved, or you can come out to the 3rd annual Have a Heart for a Cause Gala on the 12th of February. That is going to be at Tashua Knowles in Trumbull. You can get all the information you need to know about this particular YMCA organization of serving our area by going to cccymca.org. Tim Bartlett, their executive, longtime pal, and just a fantastic spokesperson for the Y. You could tell he's been immersed in this environment all his life. Love the passion, Tim, and very much appreciate the work you and all the Central Connecticut Coast folks are doing. And can't wait to see what's in store for the celebratory year. So we'll be talking again. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, John.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.